Michelle Witten is the president and CEO of the Global Down Syndrome Foundation. Her teenage daughter, Sophia, has Down syndrome, and she spoke today at the United Nations.
When Sophia was born, I'd never met a person with Down syndrome, and it just expanded the spectrum of people I feel passionately, forcefully righteous about in terms of equality and the ability to live life and be loved.
Here in the Puget Sound, there is an organization that advocates for those living with Down syndrome and their families. Allison Burchett is on the board of directors for Down Syndrome Community of Puget Sound. Her 9-year-old son, Timothy, has Downs. I asked her what she wants people to know about those living with Down syndrome.
They want to go to college. They want to have meaningful work and be paid for it. They want to live independently as possible. So really, people with Down syndrome want to live as full a life as any of us.
Darren Reynolds, former managing editor here at Como Radio, now lives in New York with his wife, Jenny, and their two little girls. Grace, who is almost 8, has Down syndrome. He mentioned not setting limits on those who live with Down syndrome. He said Grace's mind just works differently than ours.
You and I might live like in a Wi-Fi world where we have high-speed processors, but Grace might still be kind of in a dial-up mode. She has like a modem going off that makes that crazy sound, and then, you know, she'll get the answer, and it might take her a while to download a picture in her mind, but she'll get there. And so I kind of use that analogy. She'll get there, but you just got to kind of allow her to do it. And it's we're still teaching ourselves and teaching others that you need to allow her to do that.
And Grace, Darren proudly boasts, is daddy's little girl.
Just to have that love in my life is a blessing.
DSC of Puget Sound has partnered with some area businesses today where they're donating a portion of proceeds back to the Down Syndrome community of Puget Sound. And you can find a list of those at downsyndromecommunity.org. Carlene Johnson, Como News.